Introduction by Greg. So I'm sitting in the writer's room at Sex and the City, pondering my good fortune to be the only straight male on the predominantly female writing staff. Actually, I'm just eating a cookie. When the writers begin talking about the guys that they're seeing. This is a common occurrence as it's part of the writing process for a show that explores romantic relationships. It's endlessly fascinating. I know that sounds sarcastic, but I'm being for real. So on this particular day, one of the ladies pipes up with,
"Greg, you're a guy."
She is very observant, this one, for I am indeed a guy. Then she says,
"So I've been seeing this guy. Well, I think I have."
I know the answer.
"See, we went to a movie and it was great. I mean, he didn't hold my hand, but that's cool. I don't like to hold hands."
Still know the answer.
"But afterward, he kissed me in the parking lot. So I asked if he wanted to come over, but he had a really important meeting in the morning, so he didn't come over."
Come on, are you kidding me? Know it. So I asked, "Have you heard from him?"
"Well, that's the thing. This was like a week ago."
Now you should know the answer.
"And then today, he emails me and is like, why haven't I heard from you?"
I stared at her for a moment while the answer was bursting out of my eyeballs. Oh, ladies, you make me so mad sometimes. Here is this beautiful, talented, super smart girl who is a writer on an award-winning TV show, a show known for its incisive observations about men, who you would think could have her pick of just about any dude around. This superstar of a woman is confused about a situation that, to me, is so clear. Actually, confused is the wrong word, because she is too smart for that. She is hopeful, not confused. But the situation is hopeless, so I broke the news to her. He's just not that into you. And let me tell you, that's the good news, because wasting time with the wrong person is just time wasted. And when you do move on and find your right person, believe me, you're not going to wish you'd gotten to spend more time with Stinky the Time Waster or Freddy Can't Remember to Call.